They didn't have.
Well, still, those older people do, though.
Oh, yeah. You get into 50, in the 60-year-olds, it might go to town.
Well, this guy I'm talking to is 88.
Oh, you mean the colored people? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they going to town. Man, you ain't never been a nigga until you been a nigga on Saturday night. Boss man, if you ever been a nigga on Saturday night, you would never want to be another white man. This is what they say. They get out and go with one girl right after the other and they have themselves a ball.
Is there a section in town that's the quarter?
Oh, yeah, always on across the tracks, people call it. But it's over on this side, really. Before you go into town, all up and down there is Negro Town.
Mm-hmm.
No white people fool around over there, and they wouldn't want any over there. They'd run them out in a minute if you come over there. They look down on you if you come over there messing around with them. So nobody would make it.
They look down on you for messing around with them?
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't want you in their section. They come over in our section, go into our restaurants and things, but if you went over there and went into one of their restaurants, they'd probably throw you out on your head. Or they don't want you over there.
You think, say, if I wanted to talk to someone over there, that it would actually be dangerous for me to be there at night or something?
Oh, you know it would. You'd get raped before you got out of there. No question about it. Or they'd follow you out. You just go along maybe and act like you by yourself. Sure, it's dangerous around here. You asking for it if you did.
What about a man who went in there?
A man to go in there would be
beat up.
Be a trashy man, and he would be looking for a colored woman, and they wouldn't like that at all. They would find some way to get rid of it.
And they figured if I went in there, I'd just be dumb. And
yeah, you would. If you went in there, you would be asking for trouble. They figured that's what you would be looking for, and you would get it.
What about during the day?
It'd be the same thing. You're just not allowed over there, here, in the colored part. And it would just all stand up and look at you like you're crazy. But they can come into your side of town and do anything they want to do.
Yeah, went down in one city in Florida. There was what was called the Quarter. And I went in there during the day looking for an older person to talk to. Made me so paranoid. Everybody was staring at me.
Yeah.
And the kids would come up and want to know what I was doing in there, mm-hmm. you know. But it's just kind of hard for me to believe that people would be watching you that close.
Oh, yes. You're out of your place. And they would think more of that than you would Negro coming into a white quarter. Because you don't think anything of that anymore, but you don't see any white people. They don't lie you down in their quarters.
Uh-huh.
They haven't integrated that part of it yet.
Well, you know, at least some of the older black people I've talked to, I got the impression that they were pretty much scared of white people, that they wouldn't want to do anything to... Well, like for example... you know, the questions I ask, well, what insulting words are there for white people?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to tell me. They get real nervous, you know. So it seems like I got the impression that they were scared enough of white people still
mm-hmm.
that, you know, especially the older people, you think that if I went into the Negro Quarter, that there wouldn't be any more that fear that...
Yeah. There would be because you're a white person, and they are scared of the white people. The white people still rule.
I mean, say, if I took... I know